Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Rajeshri, R-A-J-E-S-H-R-I, Desai, D-E-S-A-I. Rajeshri Desai is a 58-year-old woman who reports she injured her lower back at work due to repetitive work, comma bending, comma and standing. Apparently, she states her symptoms began in 2018. Apparently, she did not have a distinct injury. Apparently, she was treated by chiropractic for 6 or 7 months last year. Apparently, she does not know her final diagnosis. Apparently, she has not undergone any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. The paragraph, as per her claim petition, Ms. Desai alleges from 1-1-20 through the present, repetitive bending, comma, standing, comma, twisting, comma, pushing, comma, pulling, and all other job duties as a valet cashier caused permanent injuries to her neck and back. She supplied answers to occupational interrogatories elaborating on this. But it's with the same repetitive response. New paragraph. She had x-rays of the lumbar spine at 8/4/21 at the referral of chiropractor Dr. Vanji, V-A-N-G-I. Further history given was lumbar spine pain for 6 months, but no trauma. Period revealed the genetic changes at 04-5 and 05-S1 with 8 millimeters antral listhesis of L4 and L5. The degenerative changes at 05-S1 were at the facets. She had cervical spine x-rays the same day that showed multi-level mild degenerative change. More specifically, there was disc space narrowing at C4-5, C5-6, and C6-7, which was the worst. There was anterior osteophytic changes also present at these levels. The history given for this cervical spine was the same as that for the lumbar spine. New paragraph. At the referral of chiropractor Dr. Callahan, C-A-L-L-A-G-H-A-N, the petitioner underwent an MRI of the cervical spine on 10/19/21. The history given was neck pain for 1 year, but no trauma. It identified a central disc herniation at C3-4 with some impingement on the thecal sac. There were broad herniations noted centrally at C4-5 and C6-7. The former caused impingement on the thecal sac, as did the lower level. She also underwent an MRI of the lumbar spine on 10/19/21, given the same history. There was disc bulging at L4-5 and L5-S1. At L4-5, there was also a grade 1 spondylolisthesis superimposed upon the bulge. No disc herniations were identified. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. Many muscle testing was 5-5. Resisted to the plantar flexion, but was otherwise 5/5. Spine cervical, she was tendered a palpation about the right trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. There was no palpable spasm or tenderness of the paravertebral musculature. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic, there was global tenderness palpation from the T10 level and inferiorly to the lumbar region. Lumbar, she changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 20 degrees, limited volitionally. She was able to walk on her heels and toes, which belied the plantar flexor weakness she demonstrated just with direct testing. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 30 degrees. Paired extension was full with discomfort. Paired bilateral rotation and sideband were accomplished fully. Paired there was global tenderness about patients throughout this region, sparing the left sacroiliac joint, comma, sciatic notch, comma, iliac crest, comma, and greater trochanter. Supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the left at 70 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Paired on the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Paired there was a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Paired impressions. Rajeshri Desai alleges her routine job tasks as a valet with the insured caused permanent injuries to her neck and back. Paired she attributed this to repetitive scanning, comma, pushing, comma, pulling, comma, bending, comma, stretching, comma, and twisting, and all other job duties as a valet cashier. Paired she did not convey that she had to do any heavy lifting. Period. It is my understanding the scanning would just be a manual task. Period. The other job duties were also not particularly stressful. Period. She did treat with chiropractors and had radiographic studies that showed the expected degenerative changes. Period. In paragraph, she began work for the insured in September 2008. Period. She has been able to continue working full duty throughout that tenure. Period. About 1 year ago, they switched from working outside to having 4 kiosks. Period. The paragraph of the current examination found there to be full range of motion of the cervical spine, where Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period. She had variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Period. There was global tenderness of palpation about the lumbar and thoracic spine, indicative of symptom magnification. Period. This was also reflected in the positive trunk torsion maneuver. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. In the paragraph, there is 0% apparent partial total disability referable to the neck or back. Period. This petitioner has incidental degenerative changes of a minor degree that comport with her age. Period. They were not caused, permanently aggravated, or accelerated to a material degree by her alleged work exposures. Period. End.